The theatre sector in Ireland, along with other performing arts, has been devastated by the coronavirus pandemic. The Gate Theatre, one of the most major historical venues in Dublin, has had its doors closed since March of last year, when, due to the virus, it had to bring down the curtain on Nancy Harris's new play, Our New Girl. Gate director Selena Cartmell has just announced a new programme for 2021, and at the top of the bill is The Visiting Hour, the premiere of a new drama from Frank McGuinness, and that will be streaming towards the end of April. And I'm delighted to be joined by Selena Cartmell this evening. How big a shock was that, close to 10 days before Our New Girl was due to finish, that you actually had to close down, Selena, last year?
Yeah, Sean, it was very, very challenging. The 12th of March, I think, will be engraved on all our all our minds. We had just finished a successful run in New York with Hamlet, with Ruth Negga and a brilliant Irish company. We had Our New Girl on the Gate stage. We were in fourth week of rehearsals for The Little Foxes. We were about to start rehearsals for The Shadow of a Gunman. So it was... It was a shock, but it was a shock, I think, for the entire industry.
Given that when that happened on that night, obviously there was a shock for a couple of weeks. At what point did you realise nothing is going to happen, or I'm deciding that nothing is going to happen in the Gate Theatre in terms of reaching out to audiences for the next whatever amount of time? Here we are 12 months later and we're getting an offering.
I don't think anyone expected when we first closed our doors on the 12th of March, it would be here a year later in this predicament. And still at this point, just being able to launch our first streaming show. I think what has been clear with the Gate business model is that our reliance on box office is so enormous that without it, we actually... our operating costs annually are 1.8 million. Our AC grant, our Arts Council funding is 1.2 million. So normally before any productions are produced, there is a gap there of 600,000. So all productions in many ways, we rely on those productions to bring in our box office.
So when in November then, Selena, November of last year, you expressed a concern that the Gate might not survive. So the 1.2 million that came in the form of a grant for last year was that would keep the backstage or if you like the office area of the theatre. That's all it would keep going. Nothing else.
Indeed. So actually, the operating costs are 1.8 million. So our arts grant is 1.2, and luckily in October we got our stabilisation grant from the Arts Council of another 500k. So between March and October, we were very much fighting for survival, as in we were wondering how we were going to get through the year. And it's a great tribute to the Arts Council to be giving that stabilisation funding to the Gate, so we can be here having this conversation today.
So it was survival money. It was survival money, literally. What I'm wondering then about, you know, obviously you mentioned the productions that were potentially in the offing for last year and then had to be shelved for the reasons you mentioned.
Yeah.
Did you look at all at you know, is there a possibility that we can salvage something here, that we can adjust some of these productions to go online or to do a version of it that we can keep in touch with the audience, keep in touch that with the audience that you clearly need so badly?
Well, audiences and artists, and both audience and artists. But I think we, just to go back to that moment on the 12th of March, we'd already invested 300,000 in productions, in actual funding and investment into those productions we would have to postpone. But without that necessary box office coming in, it would be impossible to have staged or rehearsed or streamed, because obviously with all those things there are costs implicated at that stage with everything as well, Sean.
But I'm wondering, since you had made that investment of so much into the productions at that point in time, was there not, did you go through any kind of ideas of how can we salvage some of this, and let's charge a few quid online for people to watch the performances? If I know people would have wanted to see the Gate online. I know that people would have wanted to see the Gate survive, and they would have been quite happy, I'm sure, to have paid to help towards that survival.
No, absolutely. I mean, we looked at absolutely every possibility that we could look at. We looked at opening the Gate to 50 to 10 people. We looked at rehearsed readings. We looked at every single possibility. But if there is no actual funds of box office guaranteed, it's not possible to start up, because obviously all actors and artists need to be paid. All those things need to actually happen in order to be able to stream it for audio costs, for filming costs.
Sure.
In order to put it out there, that still costs.
Yeah, costs involved in that. So it was finances that forced you into the decision that you were essentially dark since March the 12th. And you'd had, when we think about the success of the, just before that period, and the way that you had opened up the theatre to new audiences, particularly I'm thinking of, you know, The Great Gatsby, for example, which brought a whole new style and a whole new audience potentially, I think, into the Gate Theatre, and Roddy Doyle's The Snapper, where you had people, you reduced ticket prices down to 15 euro, I think it was at the time. And people came into the theatre that expressed this reality that they had never been near the Gate Theatre before, and here they were in the theatre now. What about those audiences that you had started to build? Have you kept in touch with those? What have you done to keep that aspect of the work alive?
Well, this is why we're talking today, is that we're back and we're able to do it. What we have been doing very much in the background is making and commissioning work that we can with artists to prepare it for those audiences now that we are through what has been a very dark tunnel for the Gate. But we now see the light, and we have a lot of great and fantastic work that we can bring to those audiences that we have been, you know, building over this time, and then we can now reach out to.
To what extent, Selena, do you think that there are legacy issues here? You've talked about the funding model and the need for box office receipts. Are there legacy issues here that you're trying to deal with and trying to change that are problems for the Gate?
Well, I think, you know, when you've gone into a new organisation, you know, into an organisation that has had, you know, a very long history, I think there's always need for change and progression and different ways of making work and different artists and reaching different audiences. So I think there's always a time that one has to, you know, look at the past, but also think about what the future Gate is going to be as we start rebuilding after what has been a very, very difficult time.
So the plans then that you've announced for 2021, did you try to get any of those back into to happen sooner than now?
Well, I think it's really the crystal ball for everyone to look into and go, when can we reopen to our full capacity audiences? Because obviously when you're looking at social distancing, you're looking at 48 people in the normal Gate setting with 2 meter distance, or double that or a little bit more for 1 meter setting. And I think on a sort of viability piece, it's very tricky unless you're able to open the auditorium to close to full capacity. So most of those productions, and obviously, as you know, Sean, the Gate is very much a classic. So the DNA and the spine of the Gate are classics, coupled with new work. And they're normally classic work is big work, and it's expensive work, and it's big casts. And some of those shows that we've had programmed last year were very big, like Shadow of a Gunman, Little Foxes, they're big, and the other work we had planned for later in the year also had that epic quality to them. So unless we can really go back to that full capacity box office, it is challenging. However, in the meantime, what we do have are some really, for example, The Visiting Hour, and there's another couple of few shows that we'll be launching over the next few months that are, I think, can offer our audiences and our artists something that is really exciting and invigorating and hopefully surprising and provocative.
Yeah, you've transformed the inside of the building. So during the period when nothing was happening inside, I've only seen pictures. I haven't seen the reality of it. There are no seats. It's a practically unrecognizable theatre.
That's right. We've been working on this for some time. It's called the Gate Creative Studio, and it's open to artists and companies in order to create work, because we knew, as most theatres at the moment, we're still waiting to know regards reopening and social distancing. So we knew in the first few months of this year that the chances of us reopening to a full audience would be greatly reduced. So what we did and decided was we would use this time to incubate work, to develop work, to commission work, to work with some really and collaborate with some really fantastic companies and artists to give them a space to develop work for Futuregate work, but also work for the industry.
Before before we finish, Selena, tell me about the Frank McGuinness, the upcoming show, which will have Judith Roddy and Stephen Ray. It's a two-hander, and it's been, I suppose, written specifically to deal with the sort of difficulties that you're talking about in terms of social distance, etc., and it will be streamed. What's involved there?
It'll be streamed. It's called The Visiting Hour. It's 60 minutes long, because that is how long you have with your loved one set in a care home. It's a beautiful, poignant, moving meditation, I think, of 60 minutes between a father and daughter. It's, I believe, classical in structure, although contemporary in its themes, and it feels very urgent and relevant now. It is a complete privilege to invite and have Frank McGuinness back at the gate, and even more of a privilege to be having Stephen Ray and Judith Roddy and the wonderful Katrina McLaughlin directing it and working with us. And we start rehearsals next Monday, and we launch that today. So it's a really exciting time for the gate to feel that we are now back.
Well, we look forward to hearing, to seeing and hearing that, and to hearing what else is going to come in the months ahead. Selena, thanks for speaking to us this evening. And The Visiting Hour by Frank McGuinness, as Selena Cartman was telling us there, will stream at the Gate Theatre on the 22nd, the 23rd and the 25th of April. And you can find out full details on gatetheatre.ie.